Our next story is a look at the Media Sanctuary's 2017 Uptown Summer Program, which just completed its 7-year of collaboration with Rensselaer County Youth Employment, helping to provide summer jobs to local youth. This piece was completed by my co-host, Dave Pablo.
Rensselaer County's Summer Youth Employment Program is meant as a gateway to allow youth to gain income and valuable experience with organizations in Rensselaer County and encourage businesses to cultivate new employees. Here's how it works. Youth age 14 to 20 can apply through the program. They're matched with participating businesses and organizations. Rensselaer County picks up all wages and stipends, as well as mandatory insurance. The youth work for 5 weeks from July into August, 20 to 25 hours a week. The Sanctuary for Independent Media is a long participant in this campaign, offering the Uptown Summer Program, which exposes young interns to things they might not otherwise see or learn: video and sound recording techniques, scientific studies, regional history and culture, and art. There's too much to cover in one short segment, but we've pieced together a collage of sorts, sections of interviews from students to staff, to scientists, and even the mayor, to give you an idea of what it's about, starting with Roseby, age 15, on what she was looking for at the start.
Okay, so when I started to get the summer job, they asked questions. They're like, what do you want to do? Like, where do you want to work? And I said, like, I like little kids, and I want to work with little kids. Or they asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, I want to be an OB nurse. So they're like, would you like to be in something that involves health? I said, okay, why not?
Roseby, on her first impression.
I Googled it. I'm like, see what it is. And then I saw the picture. And in my mind, I'm like, wait, this looks like a church. So when are we doing a church? I didn't know where to go. I was just like, okay, where'd I go? But then I found some friends I knew already. And they're like, oh, there's people downstairs. And I went and I saw it wasn't like, it was a church, but like, it didn't look like a church inside. So I'm like, okay, it's different from what I thought and what the people said they were going to give me.
Branda Miller, Education Coordinator, Sanctuary for Independent Media.
Uptown Summer is structured to be interdisciplinary in theory and practice. We're connecting history, we're connecting science, we're connecting art to give voice to Census Tract 404, which is the most economically disadvantaged and environmentally devastated census tracts in all of the capital region.
Vanessa, age 14.
Well, I was looking for mostly experience to know how to operate in a job setting, but this job isn't exactly like other jobs that I'll be having. So, I mean, I did get experience, but not as much because this is a different, like a unique job.
Roseby.
I got a community-based job. You know, it was something different than what I probably would usually do in like my life or whatever. Like it's a different thing. So I feel like that's a good part to start with. Like I could probably, I'm getting a sense of what I did and like how, okay, yeah, I did, like somebody asked me a question or it can help me with like future reference. Like, oh yeah, like, yeah, I know about this. I know about that.
Branda Miller.
This is the 7th year of Uptown Summer. It is a relationship with the Rensselaer County Summer Youth Employment Program. And the youth are paid. So this is job development. This is really connecting art and science for an opportunity for job development. Most of these youth, it's their first job ever in their life. Actually, two of them have come back, and they're in the second year right now, working with us. But they're developing skills. And they're not just developing media-making skills, because we're definitely making a documentary called Echoes from Lock One this summer. They're developing all kinds of critical learning and independent thinking skills. So this is really geared to youth who want to have a voice. And our goal is to create positive stories in a place that has been so neglected and in which we've really only heard stories that are stereotypes and stories of loss and poverty and neglect and waste. Instead, stories of hope, imagination, and the richness of our community and our culture.
Vanessa.
So we did antibiotic-resistant testing in the Hudson River, of the Hudson River water, and that taught me a lot about how the river has changed over time and how it's affecting us negatively, and how we need to help to fix whatever we can, and us as young people, what we can do to really make a difference.
Patrick Madden, Mayor of Troy, New York.
I think for too long, and I don't say this being critical of any person or institution, but I think for too long, we have, as a society, disenfranchised certain voices, whether it be poor people or minorities, people who don't have the power, who don't have the money, people who don't make the decisions. We have institutionalized the professionals who make those sorts of decisions. And in doing that, we've lost a vital component of community. So engaging kids in the history of their community, getting kids to understand that not only is there a history to this community that got us to where we are, but we're the history of where this community will be in the next generation or the generation after that. We're responsible for how people will interpret and live in this community, the people who follow us. And, we need everyone's engagement in that. I like to talk about the shade trees. People planted those 100 years ago, not because they were going to get the benefit of the shade that came from that tree, but because they knew we would 100 years later. And we have to adopt that same sort of attitude.
Brandon Miller interviewing Yuri Gorby, Blitman Professor of Engineering, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
Why is it important what these young people are doing? What's the importance of citizen science or community science? What is profound about this group of people coming together this summer and doing these experiments?
Yeah, science is like it's like something where lots of people contribute to it, and it moves forward. It grows because of those contributions, And so everything that we learn now, or what we learned before, we're experiencing now. We learned before that we could make all kinds of chemicals. We could make all kinds of paints, and we dumped them into this river. And we made a lot of money. I mean, the United States really gained a lot of wealth in the world by basically dumping their waste away. Well, now we are dealing with the waste, and it's really important to find out, for young people to participate in a scientific effort to gather the information about, what are the chemicals and the microbiological pollutants that we, threatens our health. How do we accurately monitor it? How do we take real samples? How do we get the information to people that can make decisions about, we're going to clean this place up? It is your responsibility to engage in this. No one else is going to do it. There's a lot of people out there that actually say they're scientists, and what they do is they get enough information to say, oh, we're going to ignore that. I call those ignorant people, not ignorant people, ignorant people. You don't want to be ignorant.
Brandon Miller.
So week one focused on research. So we brought in the historians. We brought in a Native American historian we learned about the burial ground right by our place, right on the river, the Mohawk burial ground. So we brought in historians, scientists, artists, all together on the first week to learn, to research the history of the Erie Canal. Mm-hmm. Our challenge, the documentary we're making, is on the legacy of the Erie Canal and how we can integrate the youth living on its shores today into that legacy.
Roseby.
There's a lot of things I knew already, but there are some things that I didn't know around here. I didn't know that, where about that burial ground that was right there or whatever. So there were some things that they showed me more of that I didn't know.
Vanessa.
Well, a lot of information I learned here, probably more than I'd learn anywhere else, about the history of where we are right here.
Brandon Miller.
At the sanctuary, when we work with people, we try to strategize, what are their resources? What is the richness of their offerings as far as their talents, their expertise, their interests, their passions? And then we try to create some kind of space, a creative space of collaboration and exchange, so that we can build a foundation so that the sanctuary becomes a platform for many, many people, individuals and networks, to have a voice. So we need to strategize a way that someone can strengthen our work and our infrastructure at the sanctuary, while also giving to the individual in the development of their portfolio and their accomplishments that they need to move forward personally. So we're always mixing individual and collective action. So it's somewhat like alchemy, figuring out how everyone fits, and it's about a lot of negotiation, a lot of communication, and most important, trust.
And finally, Roseby.
What you do here is things that you should try to be engaged in and understand how what you're doing is actually going to help for the future for the community itself. And it's going to help you know, oh, yeah, I did something in the community that could do something. Like, I'm probably going to make a change, be able to make a change.
Thank you for that, Dave. I understand that the Youth Employment Program works with a lot of local businesses.
That's true. This year, about 200 youth and 50 organizations participated. I'm hoping to take a look at some of the other programs in the near future to get a better idea of what opportunities are available for youth in the area and how that's working out. Also, the Uptown Summer work taps into some of the capital area's biggest concerns, like the sewage overspills, the toxicity in the river, and the increased presence of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. All areas we'll be looking at in greater depth.